This is Apollo Control at 278 hours, 2 minutes. Flight surgeon reports that Dave Scott, the only crewman on whom we have biomedical data tonight, appears to be nearing sleep, or at least beginning to drop off, and we expect that he'll be sleeping shortly. During this sleep period, we don't expect any further conversation with the crew. The passive thermal control mode appears to be stable. We're watching the attitude excursions, the movements that the spacecraft is making about its axis, and it appears to be quite stable. Looks as if it will hold throughout the sleep period. At the present time, Apollo 15 is 86,650 nautical miles from Earth. The spacecraft velocity is 5,789 feet per second. Checking with the science support room, we have some statistics on the temperature excursions experienced by the lunar surface experiment packages at the Apollo 14 and Apollo 15 sites. The Apollo 14 station went through the largest temperature swing during the eclipse. It started at 173.9 degrees above zero Fahrenheit, and during the maximum point of the eclipse, it was down to 150.6 degrees below zero for a temperature swing of 324.5 degrees. The Apollo 15 station measured a somewhat smaller swing. It started at 140 degrees above Fahrenheit and dropped down to 143.2 degrees below Fahrenheit. These temperatures were measured on the top of the sun shield above the central central station on both ALSAT packages. During the crew rest period, we'll take the air-to-ground lines down, keep the tape recorders running, and play back any conversations that we might have with the crew. Should any arise. At 278 hours, 4 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.